Now here's a view on politics by James Stavridis. What H.R. McMaster's retirement reveals. I met Colonel H.R. McMaster in the early years of the Iraq War, when he was in command of the 3rd Cavalry Regiment in Tal Afar, Iraq. It was a hot and dusty day, and I was a 3-star vice admiral traveling with my boss, at the time Secretary of Defense Don Rumsfeld. McMaster, who looks like he ought to be working as a bouncer in a city bar in the Badlands neighborhood of his Philadelphia hometown, briefed us on his work in pacifying the violent region with an adept blend of hard and soft power, what some have called smart power. The encounter solidified in my mind the superb intellect combined with operational skills that have characterized his career. As the NATO commander a few years later, and wearing 4 stars, I requested his assignment to my Afghan command, as a 1-star to take on the dark heart of our challenges there, corruption in the Afghan government. He did hard work in a difficult place, and my respect for him grew. McMaster's 1997 book, Dereliction of Duty, is in many ways a stinging indictment of the Washington culture of subtle deceit, hidden agenda, and backstabbing that helped pull the U.S. into a quagmire in Vietnam. It tells the story of the malfeasance of the uniformed senior military in misleading the nation and the president about the true state of affairs as the war spiraled down to defeat. It is also a cautionary tale. In his time in the White House, McMaster tried to rise above what Rex Tillerson called, in an outburst of candor and an understatement, frankly, this mean-spirited town. McMaster's short tenure as President Donald Trump's national security advisor certainly reinforced that assessment.